This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The good people at the National Retail Federation figure we spent about $24 billion on Valentine's Day this year. That's up from $22 billion last year. Christina Stemple is the CEO and founder of a direct-to-consumer flower company called Farm Girl Flowers. We've talked to her a couple of times over the past couple of years. Most recently, how shipping delays and the deluge of refunds that meant kind of took the bloom off the rose of Valentine's Day for her last year. So with that holiday in the rearview mirror again, we've gotten her back on the phone to ask how things went this year.
Well, I mean, the bar was very low, as you just mentioned, last year. So it definitely surpassed that, which was great. But we went into this one knowing it was going to be probably the most challenging Valentine's Day, at least in a while, since it was on a Monday this year, which is the worst day of the week to ship from.
Why?
Because for most people don't realize this, I wouldn't either, but for small and medium companies, we're not created equal with the big companies. And so we can't get weekend pickups for Monday deliveries.
Like FedEx and UPS and them? Is that what you're talking?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, from the big transportation companies. So we only had one location that we could ship from to arrive on Monday, and that was our South America location. And so we had to, you know, leave money on the table from that location because we didn't want to put all of the eggs in that basket again.
So what did you do other than, you know, leave some money on the table? I mean, was it less stressful? Did you just say whatever happens, happens? How'd you do it?
We definitely had to, you know, really think about, like, I had to think about how much risk I was willing to take on. Mm-hmm. And then we had a lot of other things playing against us, as well as with, something that people are starting to read a lot about right now with, the Apple privacy settings and how that impacts small and medium businesses as well. Oh, so much with marketing. Right. We have, under $100 average order value. And so we can't afford to spend $50 to acquire a customer that's going to spend $100.
Right. Wait, so back up for a minute. So we'll get to the Apple thing in a second, because that, frankly, is fascinating to me. But the logistics hurdles, all of inflation, I mean, all of that other stuff, you're just kind of dealing with it as a small to medium business person kind of has to do?
Absolutely. It's just a lot of responding very quickly and trying to do our best to mitigate risk and also figure out better ways to do things, the same things that we used to do very differently.
Are you raising prices?
Yes, absolutely. Our prices were significantly higher this year. Valentine's Day is, typically a holiday that people will spend more than Mother's Day, actually, which is a little
really?
Bit sad to me.
That tells you something. I don't know what's going on there.
Absolutely. It's a lot of, we had to pass some of that on to consumers because, there are things like even with supply chain that the price going up 20x on container pricing, that impacts our industry because that's how all the bulbs and tubers come to the growers to be able to plant. And so that, for instance, roses were more than double the price that we typically pay for a rose. We paid for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
We had to pass that on.
Yeah. First of all, that goes to show you I did not buy roses for this Valentine's Day. But that's a whole different thing. But how do you get the message across to consumers that, hey, look, everything's going to be more expensive, deal, without them going, I don't need to buy flowers this year?
So, we just believe in transparency. So we just explain it. We also did some kind of creative ways, of how to spread it out. So the prices go up for about a week and a half period of time. Mm. And we, blended it out over a month. So that really helped. So we didn't have to, double our prices, but we could go up like 25% and then spread it out longer.
Hmm. All right. So let's get back to this Apple thing. For those who aren't aware, Apple has changed its privacy rules and it's no longer letting you be tracked across all these different platforms, and that is making it tough for you, small business person, to get in front of your customers. And you're having to pay more to acquire a customer, I guess. Is that the deal?
Absolutely. We used to spend about 5% on marketing, and now we're looking at more like 30 to 50% on marketing. And it's more than we can afford with perishable products that have tiny margins.
Get away from percentages. How much money are you spending to acquire a new customer?
Yeah, we used to spend about $8.65, and now it's anywhere between $33 and $60.
That's insane. How do you run a business like that?
You don't very successfully if you do that. So we are, in the position of, we want to be profitable, not just growth at all costs.
Although it's very interesting because if I remember correctly, the first time you and I spoke, which now seems like a very long time ago, you were like, grow, 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 man. I got to grow, right?
Yep. I'm very different now. I've learned a lot, especially in the last 3 years. It's just my philosophy has changed. You know, it's definitely more about I need to run a healthy company. So it's my responsibility to my team to keep us here long term. And that's getting harder and harder to do.
You lost a boatload of money last year, Valentine's Day. You wound up having to lay off, I think it was like 200 people, right? Something like that?
Yeah, over 200, about two-thirds of our company.
Are you healthy now? Are you sustainable now?
Yeah, we're sustainable now. We're smaller now, but sustainable as far as team members go. We're about 100 people instead of over 300. Yeah. You know, not what I wanted to do, but it's what I needed to do to be here long-term.
Christina Stemple, she's the CEO, also the founder of Farm Girl Flowers. Christina, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.